Venus Anastasia Moffat. Dear readers, I'm not Venus. My name is Lily. This is my blog, and I'm typing my last post. We, as in me and my brother, only know how it's happened due to the disturbing video we found that recorded the entirety of this event. I warn you now, the story I'm telling you is true. These things have happened in my own city, Hamburg. Though, you're probably wondering why I feel the need to tell you this tale. I know that today I will meet my end. There's the reason. How do I know? This thing still roams Earth. It's not gone. No? So, here is the story of Venus Anastasia Lockett. Venus was a quiet girl. Her voice was as small as a mouse, though her personality gleamed like a diamond. I never knew her personally. She attended Darwin High School, like I had. Many times I saw her on her phone in the hall. She wasn't hard to spot. Shiny red hair, always in a mess. Porcelain skin, dotted with freckles, and tall, slender figure. As shy as she was, it was hard not to envy her in some way. Venus adored reading creepy myths. She could handle horror games and movies and read myths under her blanket at night in complete darkness without breaking a sweat. Her favourite myth? It was called the Horned Beast. A creature so horrifying, I suggest you don't search on Google. One night, Venus went to bed, tablet in hand. She was reading some creepy story when she fell asleep, tablet falling onto her face. Her dream was a peaceful walk in the park, just a generally nice area, literally. Then she saw it. It was a sea of green and red. The lush grass was brownish red. The sky turned darker and darker, sunlight being drained from the world. Trees all around stood bent like a menacing skeletal marionette. Piles of bodies were thrown around as minefields. Heads and eyeballs hung from branches and limbs were strung across the trees. Her heart stopped, dropped, and rolled. It threw itself down into her stomach. Venus's throat closed as a lump of sand forced through. She couldn't take it in. The entire scene was incomprehensible, too terrible to be real. Her body pulled open her mouth as she gagged, releasing the sickly scent of bile and half-digested food into the air. Venus's hands shook. Wiping her mouth with her cardigan sleeve and throwing it into the pile of bodies, she moved towards the eerie fog hanging in the centre of the park ominously. Her limbs were trying to move her there, but she didn't want to. A figure stood darker than night. Horns adorned his head and he wore them as if they were a crown. The beast's skin was beige with a texture of slimy fur. It was covered in animal pelts, a red dried crust, and Venus didn't want to know what that was. Bones broke through its skin. Then she awoke. Venus felt her heart curl up in a ball. She sobbed silently. She couldn't move. The light of her tablet illuminated her room. One hero shadow caught her eye. It was a beast, long fingers grabbing at each other with broken nails. He leaned over Venus with his menacing black eyes that held screams and shrieks sharper than his horns. The last thing she saw was a tablet. The camera broke only seconds later, yet we looked through the last few frames. Do you know what we saw? A message in blood. The horned beast will strike. Beware, my readers.